Long ago, in the year 1320, to be exact, during the reign of Emperor Hojo Takatoki, there lived a girl named Tokuyo. She was a pearl diver and the daughter of a samurai. Her father was the brave and noble samurai Oribe Shima. And really, as the daughter of a samurai, it was far beneath her rank to dive for pearls. But Tokuyo's mother had been taken from her when she was so young that she had no memory of her. And the women who dove for oysters had taken her under their wing. She had sat at the edge of the sea as a small, small child, watching these fierce women, with blades clenched between their teeth, wading out into the sea and diving down, not returning for minutes on end, and then only when their arms and pockets were filled with oysters. They would give them to her to play with. She loved the smell, the strange colors, the roughness, the way the purples and the blacks looked bruised. And she loved when they were pried open, how something so rough on the outside could reveal a shimmering, smooth, silky whiteness like the very moon. Sometimes, these women even called her Little Pearl. She begged her father, and of course, he relented and gave her her very own pearl knife. The blade was brighter than could have been possible, and the handle was encrusted with jewels. Tokuyo clenched it proudly between her teeth, and along with the rest of the women, she waded out into the sea and dove down into the depths. They had much land and were in good favor with Emperor Hojo Takatoki, until one day, by some mysterious accident, suddenly, the samurai, the brave and noble Oribe Shima, displeased him, and before either of them knew what was happening, he had been banished. There was Tokuyo standing in the doorway of their house, watching as other samurai hauled her father away. Of course, he was too good and noble to fight them. But she was enraged. She stood there with tears running down her face, and she called after him, "I am Tokuyo. I am a pearl diver and the daughter of a samurai. Before the moon is full again, I will bring you back, father. I will find you and bring you back." That very day, she packed up her things. She took as much money as she could. And of course, she took her pearl knife. She bid the pearl divers goodbye, and she made her way up to the capital. Everywhere she went, she asked people. She said to them, "I am Tokuyo. I am a pearl diver and the daughter of a samurai, the brave and noble Oribe Shima who has been unjustly banished. Do you know where he is?" "No, no, no," came the answer. "No, we do not." And some of them laughed at her. They said, "If Emperor Hojo Takatoki has banished your father, what makes you think that you will bring him back?" But she was not discouraged. She was the daughter of a samurai. When she reached the capital city, she asked again and again. And at last she found one guard at the palace who would tell her, "Your father has been banished to the Oki Islands. Do not try to find him." And that was all he would say. She went down to the shipyard and begged the fishermen one after another, "Take me to the Oki Islands. I am Tokuyo. I am a pearl diver, the daughter of a samurai." But none of them would listen. They said, "You're just a girl, and if a samurai couldn't save himself, you certainly won't be able to." She despaired. But when night came, she had her plan. She used the last of her money to buy herself food, enough for two meals. Then she slipped down in the darkness, untied a little boat, and went out into the sea. The moon rose up, round and full, and this comforted her. It reminded her of one of the pearls held inside the dark, black oyster, the moon inside the dark, black night. "Moon," she said, "I am Tokuyo. I am a pearl diver and the daughter of a samurai. Help me." The moon cast out a long white road across the water, reaching, 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 and that is what Tokuyo followed, pulling on the oars until her strength left her. Then she pleaded with the wind and the waves. "I am Tokuyo," she said, "pearl diver and daughter of the samurai. Please help me." And they did. As she fell asleep, the wind pushed the little boat following the moon path across the water. At last, as dawn broke, the boat bumped against one of the Oki Islands, and Tokuyo awoke. She leapt out of the boat. She finished the last meal she had. and she climbed up the rocky cliff to find her father. She met a fisherman with his cart on his way to market. She bowed low and introduced herself. "I am Tokoyo," she said, and she told him who her father was and that she must find him, that she would find him before the month was up. "Have you seen him?" she asked. The old fisherman was silent for some time as they walked along their way to the village. At last, he looked at her and he shook his head. "I have not. And Tokoyo, if I may give you my advice, although you have not asked for it, do not mention who your father is or why you are here. Those that the emperor banishes are closely guarded. Your questions could lead your father to his death." She thanked him, and she spent the next days in the market, begging for food and listening, hoping that someone would mention the noble samurai Oribe Shima, but no one did. She searched all over the Oki Islands, looking and listening, but she saw no sign of her father, and the month was fast passing. Finally, the moon rose again, as round and full as a pearl from the ocean. She had failed. There was nothing left to do. Without her father, there was no purpose in her life. With such injustice in the world, she would not go on living. So she made her way back to the cliff that she had arrived on. And there in the shadows, she commended herself to the Buddha. She said, "I am Tokoyo. I am a pearl diver and the daughter of a samurai. I have failed in my quest. Grant me peace. Grant me at least a noble death." She rose to her feet. As she did, she heard a strange sound, a chanting and a clapping coming through the trees. She also heard weeping. Out into the moonlight stepped a priest. Beside him was a girl who could not be more than 14 years old. She was dressed in a white ceremonial robe. Tears ran down her face, and indeed the priest did not look happy either, but he clapped and chanted, and he led the girl towards the edge of the cliff. Suddenly, Tokoyo leapt to her feet. She was the daughter of a samurai. She pulled out the pearl knife, and she ran at him, pushing him out of the way. He stopped. He looked surprised, but he was not angry. "I can see by your actions that you are a stranger here, or you would know that I have no choice. Down in the water below, there is a great sea monster, a cousin of the dragons. Every year he demands that we give him a girl under the age of 15. If we do not, he sinks many boats, he kills many fishermen by thrashing his tail and gnashing his teeth. We have no choice." "You have a choice," said Tokoyo. "I am Tokoyo. I am a pearl diver and the daughter of a samurai. Give this to my father, and I will take her place." She pulled a letter from her robes. "His name is Oribe Shima." And before they could protest, she took the robe off the girl, she slipped it over her own head, and with her jeweled knife, with the blade too bright to be possible between her teeth, she ran and leapt over the edge. She dove down, down through the sky, straight as an arrow shot into the water, and the moon followed her, lighting the white gown. It followed her down into the darkness of the ocean. She kicked and swam, not stopping, until she came to the ocean floor. She found a cave, and inside was the figure of a man. This must be it, this cousin of the dragon. She took the dagger from her teeth, and she swam inside. But it was not a man. It was not a god of the sea. It was a wooden carving of the Emperor Hojo Takatoki. Rage boiled up inside her, and she pulled back the dagger to strike at him. But she remembered what her father had always said, that whenever it is possible, you must do good and not evil. So she loosened her sash, she tied one end around the statue, and she began to swim out of the cave. When she was met with two glaring, staring eyes as red as blood, the snout of a dragon faced her, feathery ears of a siren salamander waved back and forth. She was Tokoyo, she was a pearl diver, and she was the daughter of a samurai. Without stopping to think, she took her moment and she lunged, catching the creature off guard. She blinded it in one eye. It thrashed its tail and let out a roar that she could feel through the water. And as it reared up, trying to find her, she dove forward, and the knife went deep, deep into its heart. When at last the water had calmed again, she looked at the creature. She wiped the blade in the sand and returned it to her teeth. Then she heaved the side of the beast under her arm and kicked off the ocean floor. When she broke the surface of the sea, her lungs were about to burst. High above on the cliff, the priest and the girl were still watching. Their mouths dropped open. "Tokoyo," they said. They ran down to the shore and pulled her onto the beach. When they saw the serpent, they spread the word at once. This was such good news that the emperor himself was notified. Now the emperor had been very ill. He was sure that this illness was the result of a curse from someone whom he had wronged. When the news reached him, he was suddenly made well again. And when he heard the story that it was none other than Tokoyo, the daughter of the banished samurai Oribe Shima, who had rescued his statue from the cave of the sea monster, he saw the error of his ways at once, and Tokoyo and Oribe Shima were reunited at last. When they returned to the mainland, their story had already spread. To this day, they still speak of her, Tokoyo the pearl diver, Tokoyo, the daughter of the samurai.